NZ Lines. In local news, the Queensland-designed BB18 1/4 class 1037 locomotive is on the rails again after more than 25 years of volunteer restoration work in Mackay. The train, one of Queensland's last locally designed steam trains, was one of the last steam trains to ever run on the state network, retiring in March of 1970 in Mackay. The restoration was solely funded and completed by volunteers, with Mackay Heritage Railway deciding to send the locomotive south after decades of work. The project was completed in Toowoomba, where the locomotive is now running tourist services across Darling Downs.
The Queensland government is contemplating reinstating public drunkenness laws, despite them being decriminalised less than a year ago. Critics warn that this move would disproportionately affect Indigenous communities, with Queensland Human Rights Commissioner Scott McDougall stating that the effort would lead to more deaths in custody. The decriminalisation was done to align with the 1991 Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, which cited that public intoxication should be treated as a health issue, not a crime. This effort is part of Queensland Premier David Crisafulli's Tough on Crime approach, which has also included controversial youth crime reforms.
In national news, offenders in Victoria who post their crimes online could face an extra 2 years behind bars. The state's Labor government has proposed new post and boast laws, which set to target high-risk crimes such as carjacking and burglary, which are often posted online. This law is set to curb youth offenders who typically post their crimes in order for social media attention, and the offences will also apply to those who share these posts. The proposed law has been supported from both political parties, with opposition leader Brad Batten even accusing Labor of delaying it.
Greyhound Racing Victoria has launched an investigation into a greyhound kennel at the Warrnambool track following a discovery of dehydration. The 9 greyhounds, which were removed from the races on June 9th, had the on-track vet find them to be dehydrated just minutes prior to their race. It is not an offence for greyhounds to be dehydrated before racing, but an animal welfare group has raised concerns about the incident. Regional veterinarian Mark Sicomanius said 7 dogs presenting with dehydration was unusual, and the consequences could have been dire if the dogs had raced.
In international news, Italy is bracing for a 24-hour national strike on Friday the 20th. The strike is set to involve both private and public transport sectors, with all train, bus and ferry and airline services to be involved. The strike was called by grassroots union groups who are aiming for the divestment of military funds to increase funding for job security, wage increases and reduction of working hours. Effects of the strike are expected to be felt across the globe as international services are preparing to cancel numerous international flights as a result of the expected worker shortage.
For your weather today, Brisbane remains cloudy with a chance of a shower in the afternoon. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. There is no fire danger warning today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thank you for bringing us all up to date, and we shall see you next Tuesday.
Yes, thank you.
And this one goes out to Julie here on Workers' Power on 4zz.